Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's officially time for a sultry station identification.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the 2018 NBA champions.
You guys totally sound married, by the way, they're telling us here.
4 years almost.
Yeah.
Well, not really married, but radio married.
Here's what's great. Gianna and I get to play couple on the radio. Our actual spouses got to play couple in the parade. While Gianna and I were doing all of our stuff, her husband and my wife got to have a play date together.
It's true.
It was perfect. It was really perfect. They did a really nice job. They kept each other entertained all day.
Good. We did good.
So look, one of the cool things was getting to the end of the parade route where we got the opportunity to get off the staging area at the same time the players were as they were going in for their, I don't know how they wrapped it up, with a meal, with a song, with a sit down, with a hookah. I don't know what they did when they went into the museum, but we were outside the museum and we were catching up with players, and I had the pleasure of catching up with the man who kind of brought this all together today, one and only Steph Curry.
Three-time NBA champ Steph Curry just got done with the parade route. You guys know how to throw one hell of a party here in the city of Oakland.
It's not us. It's all of Dub Nation. We have fun doing what we do, but today is not a day without, you know, our fan base and them showing out like they did. I don't know how many people were here, but it felt like the most that we've seen in a parade. And just to be able to celebrate with the city that supports us all year round, that means a lot.
Steph, I think 16-1 last year spoiled everybody almost a little bit too much. They expected all to be easy. Houston was a little bit of a struggle. And then here you come into the NBA Finals and you sweep the Cavaliers. Is that the perfect ending to a season that was defined by an awful lot of struggle for you guys?
It was tough. I mean, I've tried to summarize the year based on what the expectations were going into the season, what we accomplished last year, even in 2015, 2016. This year was totally different. We were fighting human nature a little bit, and the mental fatigue of chasing the championship for 4 years straight, injuries. Our best lineup only played 42 games together throughout the regular season, and we had some worthy opponents in the playoffs that, you're right, 16-1, even for us, like, it was a different type of smack in the face to understand. Well, winning a championship is hard. This year we checked off some boxes that we hadn't done before. Obviously winning the conference finals without home court advantage and sweeping the Cavs in the finals. So all that to say, we're back-to-back champs. We got my third one, and just happy to be a warrior.
All right, so now with championships come experience. You are now experienced on the court. You're experienced in the parade route. Tips for a championship parade, what you know, what you implement today that you didn't know the last couple years, but today you're a crafty vet, you knew.
That's a great question, because I had a moment. We were about to turn off of 10th Street on the Broadway. I kind of knew what to expect. This is my third one, and kind of know the lay of the land, the parade route, the fans and all that stuff. I had to really tell myself, like, this is amazing. No matter how much you know, you've been here before, this and that, or it may become monotonous in that sense, enjoy this, because who knows if you ever get back here again because of how hard it is to win a championship. So I got off the bus. I think I ran about 2 miles today. I got some plyometrics. My calves hurt. I was jumping up and down with fans all down Broadway, all down 20th Street. It was unbelievable. So for me, just have fun and let loose a little bit, because it's been a long, nine-month journey.
Absolutely. It's been a long journey since the day you were drafted. It's amazing to see all the little things, all the magical dots. A lot of people just chalk this up to, they brought in Durant and it got easy.
all the crazy little things, your extension, your ankle injuries, all the trades that Bob made to get Iguodala here to set you guys up, finding Draymond in the second round, like the amount of magical, insane things that had to happen to bring this together are things that are lost on the national media who just want to say, yeah, it's Curry, Durant, it's unfair.
That's exactly why I wore these shorts. I don't know if it's audio, video, you can't. I'm wearing my rookie year shorts.
Those things are old school and glorious, yeah. By the way.
I'm wearing them for a reason, because I'm owning this moment. You know, 09, I was drafted to an organization. I was in transition a little bit. There's a lot of drama around our team. We won, I don't think we eclipsed a 30 win mark until my third year, maybe my fourth year. And like you said, I've been here since day one. And to see like the recipe that went into us becoming a playoff team, a second-round playoff team, a championship team in 2015, getting so close in 2016, and being able to have established the culture and identity of what our organization is about, so that a guy like Kevin Durant would feel comfortable coming and making that move to be a Warrior. I feel very proud about being a part of that from day one, so that's kind of why I wore these shorts, to remind myself of how long I've been on this journey and how much has gone into winning three rings.
Not to mention, if you spill a little something on them, no big deal, right?
No big deal. I might be able to find it.
Hey, congratulations. Couldn't have happened to a better guy in a team that went out and worked for it really hard. Obviously, the expectations will be through the roof next year. Enjoy this one. Kick back, relax, and maybe sometime during the off season, come on in and do the show, and we really get to talk.
Respect. I might have to do that. I might have some downtime. I got a third baby on the way. It's kind of crazy. Full house, but I might need to have a dad day. So
talk, do it. We'll drop off the baby with Gianna. My wife is here as well. They can babysit. The girls can all get together, and then we can just talk a little shop.
That sounds good.
Thank you very much, Steph. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Dame. Appreciate that.
Steph Curry on the Damon Bruce Show today. It was great to have him on. You know, Gianna, we just signed you up for a little nanny service.
I guess so,
You and the wife and Aisha, you can all get together. You can talk babies. You can talk barbecue.
Definitely.
Take some notes on both. For,
I think we could just fine.
Absolutely. And Steph just sounded like he sort of agreed to come in and do the show once during the off season, and I would love to hold him to that, because that would be very, very interesting. We certainly appreciate him stopping by after a unbelievable parade and a day in Oakland that has just left smiles for miles. I mean, it's a wake of smiles that really were left by that parade route, and it was unbelievable. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing to experience. We understand that, look, what do? We work on the station that brings you the games. What does that mean? It means we have really nothing to do with this. Not at all. We just talk with you. We talk sports with you, but we don't go out and we don't compete. We are very, very lucky and very, very fortunate to have been given a ride in that parade. And
yeah.
I mean it. I thank the Warriors, and I thank the city of Oakland. And somebody keeps on telling me they saw Libby Schaft in a snail today. Yeah, we saw the snail that she'd be riding. I think it's gutsy that she'd even bother sticking her head in a sporting environment. So she gets a little gumption shoulder punch for that. But really, when it comes to sports in your city, lady, you suck at it. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Pardon me, Madam Mayor. Get something done. This is the Damon Bruce Show.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're lit, fam. It's happening.
It is.
The Hennessy's pouring, Jordan Bell.
Yeah, and you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
Hennessy, now I don't know what champagne is. I'm on here.
Oh, yeah, Nick Wright having a good time. Excuse me, not Nick Wright. Forget about that.
Swaggy
Nick
P.
Young. Oh, swagify us, my good friend. Give it to us. Just let us have it. First of all, can you imagine it was just this?
It's a great time out.
From that to?
Swag champ is here.
Amazing.
In his silk robe.
He was wearing a silken bathrobe today. He wore the same bathrobe he wore game one against the San Antonio Spurs. We were going to bring you Tony Bruno today at 4 o'clock, but the great Tony Bruno understands live radio sometimes needs to make adjustments. We made an adjustment, and Tony Bruno joins us here and now, the fabulous one himself.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
This man knows how to celebrate, have a good time, tip a few back, and laugh a little. Tony, today was a great day in Oakland. There were happy people everywhere you looked. That was fun. That was great. Your city of Philadelphia obviously just got to have one heck of a parade. The city of Oakland just did right by themselves.
No, it was phenomenal. I was watching, and of course, the Washington Capitals had a parade too for this first Stanley Cup in that franchise's history. But it's becoming normal. And the amazing thing about the Warriors, Damon, is that, you know, this isn't their first rodeo, and it still becomes more and more fun. And the players are out. They did it in Philly. It was a lot colder, but the fans, you know, the players got off the bus and they were running down the street next to the fans, getting close. And we saw a lot of the players do it. But Hennessy, was it VS, by the way, or was it the normal $21 Hennessy?
Oh, no, these are NBA players. It was special reserve. Are you kidding me, Tony?
They went big.
No such thing as bottom shelf Hennessy in the NBA. They go for the good stuff.
Well, there's bottom shelf Hennessy is still good stuff. That's the difference. There's no like rock star Hennessy until you go way, way up to the top shelf Hennessy, which, by the way, they can't keep in stores here in Pennsylvania, and it has nothing to do with sports championships. It's just a quality product right now.
Oh, there you go. Is it a package store issue? Is that what's going on there?
No, I mean, people love it, and they can't. And actually, when they do in the area where they keep the super top shelf $100 a bottle stuff, they have that locked up. You can't just grab a bottle and bring it up to the counter.
Well, again, I can tell you right now, nobody told that to Jordan Bell.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
Hennessy, now I don't know what champagne is. I'm going,
I mean, Tony.
Well, when I saw Swaggy P pouring like Cristal or whatever he was drinking coming off the plane, you know these guys are serious when they're just basically pouring champagne out, not even spraying it on somebody, but just basically pouring a $150 bottle of champagne off the jetway.
When you've got money to splash around and bubbles to splash around like that, it's good living. It really is. The Warriors spent about $400,000 on champagne. Lacob only throws around the good stuff, Tony.
Well, you got to. I mean, you know, that nobody's popping open Andre anymore in the locker rooms.
No, you're not. Tops.
Then they went to what was the other regular brand now?
Tattingers or Tattingers. People would be popping Tattingers or something.
Yeah, Tattingers. Or you know, a $20 bottle. Now you're talking $150 bottles that are just absolutely wasted.
Oh, these guys are cracking open $1,500 Ace of Spades. Rick Barry couldn't believe it.
Seriously.
He couldn't believe it, Tony.
Come on, people.
He saw these being opened left and right, and he was like,
come on.
Rick's still frugal is what I'm trying to get at.
They don't pour that at the Tepitone Awards. Nobody celebrates like they do in the NBA, especially the Golden State Warriors. Because the Tonys, I don't think they were popping anything the other night, especially audiences or eyeballs, man. I don't watch any award show, but I certainly don't watch the Tonys because I haven't seen any of the plays or haven't even heard of any of the plays.
I can't name one play that is running right now on Broadway other than Hamilton. That would be about it. And by the way, I would like to welcome you. We have just concluded our coverage of the 2018 Warriors Championship Parade. Now live with Tony Bruno, we commence our Tony 2018 edition. It's officially time to get into the Tony season.
No, we're not. The Tonys are over. I've never watched the Tony Awards. I used to go to New York every weekend. Listen, there's some Broadway shows that I like. But when you turn on the Tony Awards, and it's just like the Oscars for many people, when you've never heard of the show, and it's pretty much niche entertainment, you know, the people who watch it are the niche crowd. That's how it works.
It is absolutely niche. A lot of quiche, without a doubt. Tony, you saw Alexander Ovechkin finally get his. Did you see the boobs on the glass that nearly had the Capitals all skating into each other during the Stanley Cup presentation?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's why you think I was waiting for Gary Bettman to walk out there? They didn't even boom it. I got to give the Vegas fans credit, not just for a great season. They're so young. They don't even know they're supposed to boo Gary Bettman.
They sort of got it. Like they felt, you know, we want to belong. We should probably do this. Gary, you could see him almost waving it. He didn't know when to start talking without all the booing.
It's a tradition unlike any other, as they used to say at the Masters and some of the other events in sports.
Indeed, indeed. Tony, it's a day of celebration here. I would like you to confer or deny dynastic status on the Golden State Warriors. 3 out of 4, more wins in 4 years than any other NBA team ever. Is this a dynasty, Tony?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. And I'm not one who throws dynasties around quickly. I never even watched Dynasty back in the day when it was popular on primetime television. Like, you guys are probably too old to remember Dynasty and those shows.
I remember Linda Evans had big shoulder pads.
Joan Collins.
Exactly. But Dynasties, you know, the Warriors right now, I mean, they're getting better. They swept in the NBA Finals. I mean, the NBA Finals was the easiest series for this team.
It really was.
It got easier as it went along.
It really, really did. The fact that the Warriors got a little bit of a scare against the Houston Rockets and then turned around and made this look like it was just no problem at all in 4 straight over the Cavs, I think is going to have people walking away going like, oh, this was so easy. One of the things the Warriors stressed today, anyone that you would talk to or could talk to, was as good as they are, as many all-stars as they have, all the future Hall of Fame, it still wasn't easy. Like, even the sweep of the Cavaliers wasn't as easy as it looked. Pro sports, the beauty of these pros is they make it look easy. Folks, it's never easy, Tony.
Yeah, when I say easy, normally when you get to the finals, you don't see a sweep. I mean, a sweep indicates that one team is clearly better than the other team. Because, you know, a home team's always going to get one. You figured Game 3 after the Warriors won the first two, you know, they would lose a game. And they all, you know, and obviously the Warriors, they had a chance to lose that game. But then there's no doubt about it. When it got 3-0, that they had the bags packed. The fishing poles were packed. And LeBron put the cast on, and it was all over. And now, I would say by halftime of Game 4, LeBron was already starting to think where he was going to go next. Is it going to be the Warriors? Is there any way the Warriors will be in the LeBron James sweepstakes?
I don't think that's a realistic possibility. I just don't think it's going to happen. And I don't think LeBron would even want it to happen, to be honest with you. Tony, I think Los Angeles is the only place that's on his mind. I think he's already doing as much producing off the court in terms of entertainment as he's doing producing on the court, still going to NBA Finals. I think the Hollywood entertainment industry is his future, and I think he's going to the Lakers, and I think he's going to show up there with either Chris Paul or Paul George or Kawhi Leonard with him.
But not Kyrie Irving. I don't believe Kyrie Irving.
I don't think Kyrie's going anywhere. Well, Kyrie seems pretty like good in Boston. I don't know why people got him on the move all of a sudden.
No, you're right. I mean, obviously Philly, the fans here think that he's coming here, and there's no doubt about it. I disagree. I mean, does he think that this is a possibility because of some of the young pieces in place? Yes. But I don't know. I mean, it would surprise me if he – I mean, people talking Houston because we saw what happened, you know, with Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City leaving a good franchise. You know, the bottom line is he's not going to a bad team. He will not go to some bad franchise.
No, and we're not going
to
pick up –
try to build it.
Lee
That's
Jenkins,
how he does.
Lee Jenkins' story in SI, he's like, I'm going to Brooklyn. I'm taking my talents to Orlando, Central Florida, not all the way to South Beach this time. It's not going to happen. He's not going to go and make this as hard as himself. And what's amazing, Tony, is the way that people have criticized Kevin Durant for using this opportunity to, instead of playing with Russell Westbrook and own a restaurant in Oklahoma City, he came out here to play with Steph Curry and be a tech venture capitalist with Joe Lacob. Like, the decision was clear. He is 2-time champ, 2-time finals MVP. This is sports. Batting 1,000 is still good where we come from, right, Tony?
Absolutely. And you're right. When people criticize athletes for doing what they think is the best thing, how could anybody? I know Oklahoma City fans are upset, just like Seattle fans were upset when they lost their franchise. But when a person makes a decision and he hasn't won a title and he goes to the right place, as much as people hate it, that's the way it works. You know, nobody's going to take, you know, if you've got a couple of rings, then you may see a star go to a lesser franchise to take the big payday and the max out deal. But usually, when you're talking about elite players like Kevin Durant and LeBron, they can get a max out deal anywhere. So it's not going to be a question of they're going to make more money here, there, or anywhere. It's going to be, I want to go someplace where I can win another ring. And now with LeBron with three wins and 6 losses, I mean, I don't know if there's pressure on him. If this, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about his legacy being harmed or dampened. I don't know whether this does this. I don't know whether he's more hungry now to to stop the bleeding and make sure he goes someplace where he absolutely positively thinks he's going to win? Because I'm pretty sure after the big upheaval in Cleveland early in the season, where they shook up that entire roster, he thought for sure that this was the team, and it looked like they may have had all the pieces, and then something went terribly, terribly wrong, like sort of like BH1's Behind the Music.
Yeah, there's always that 20-minute second segment where it's like, and then the drug money was there. And that's pretty much the arc of all of those. Tony, I got to ask you on the way out, I really do, and I wouldn't ask you something personal if you hadn't been public about it via social media. I know you had a little bit of a skin cancer scare. Tell us how you're doing. We hope everything is okay. You look good.
No, I'm doing great. Thank you. No, and obviously it was something that a lot of people were asking me about. I go to my dermatologist every year, just like I go to my urologist every year. You know, you get older, and a lot of this forego tests and things. So I get colonoscopy every 5 years. I get prostate exams every year. And so I get my skin checked by a dermatologist, because I grew up in an era when you would go out and get tan and not worry about putting sunscreen on.
Right, absolutely. When you grew up, pregnant women smoke and drank. There were different rules.
Exactly. And so, you know, you want to get checked, especially when you're bald down and they shave my head. You want to make sure that, you know, and I put 70 on my head all the time, and I'm not a sun worshiper, but I get a lot of incidental sun. So anyway, the dermatologist sees this growth under my eyelid. It looked like a little pimple. And so he said, you know, I don't want to deal with it because it's under the eye. So he sent me to Wills Eye Hospital, which is the nation's first and probably the best eye hospital in the world. And the doctor there looked at it, and he did a biopsy, and he said, yes, it's cancerous. But it was a carcinoma, not a melanoma.
So
slower spreading cancer. And if they get it early, you know, chances are it's not going to metastasize or it's not going to expand. So they went in there and got it out. It was a quick procedure, and then I went to another doctor who sewed me up after they took the tumor out. And trust me, the same day, I was feeling great a week ago Monday. So I feel great. It doesn't hurt. I don't have any pain. It looks like I lost 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, but that's okay. If they knock out the cancer, I'll take a knockout to the eye any day.
Any day of the week, my friend. Just glad you're all right. And, you know, like all your massages, I'm glad there is a happy ending here.
Well, thank you. Well, not all mine.
Thank you very much, Tony. You are the best. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, David. Let's go Warriors. How many in a row now? I think Phil Jackson's getting those T-shirts ready for next year.
Oh, they're going to owe Pat Riley money every single time they say three-peat if they do this again next year.
Pat Riley said Phil Jackson. Pat Riley is waiting for it. It's been a while since we've had a three-peat.
I think we all owe him a dime right now. Thank you very much, Tony. You are the best. He is our favorite, the fabulous Tony Bruno. Let's go to Safe at Third in San Francisco. What's going on, Safe at Third?
Hey, glad to be on your show as always. A wonderful show. Tony Bruno is fabulous there, and you guys are fabulous there. I just want to say congratulations to the Warriors. I'm a long-suffering Knicks fan since 1963. Woo, woo, woo me. Anyway, I just want to congratulate Oakland for having the Quijones to build the arena, because we wouldn't have the Warriors if it wasn't for Oakland. I congratulate the city of Oakland, and I know they're moving over here, but if there's any way possible, I'd like to see one or two games played in Oracle when they move over here for whatever reason. It's just to pay back all of the great things that have happened in Oakland. And just, you know, a great managerial group is just wonderful. Like I say, I live here. I work here. I'm a Warrior fan on the shelf, but I tell you, it's just wonderful. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Safe at Third. I mean, here's the thing. As a Knicks fan, if you grew up and you watched when the Knicks were great back in, like, the Dave DeBuscher days and, like, all those days, that is a team that a lot of people tell you that this Warrior team might remind them of the most in terms of just the way they share the ball and play together, and it's beautiful, predicated offense on ball movement and ball movement only. And we saw the Warriors get into trouble when they stopped moving the ball in that Houston series, and then we saw them come right back to life when they started hopping that ball around again in that Cleveland series, which gives them back-to-back titles. Klay Thompson, of course, is at the center of every Warrior conversation because people love Klay. I love Klay. We were hoping to join Klay today for a little bit of a one-on-one, but Klay, he got there earlier than we did. Klay arrived at the end point about 15 minutes before we got there. So by the time we got there, he had gone on in, get a little shade, reasonably so. It was a hot day. People needed a cold drink of water at the very end. But before Clay went in, he did sit down with Towney, Steiny, and Guru, who were broadcasting from the Oakland Museum today, and were talking to players as they came off the bus. And here is their conversation with Clay Thompson.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I smell like champagne and sweat, but it's all good.
You're a winner.
That's what it tastes like.
What was the float like? Was there any action on the float?
It goes by too fast, honestly. There's a lot of action. We had a variety of drinks, and whether it's body armor water, some wine, champagne, liquor. It's just a good time, but it just goes by too fast, man. That route, it seems like it's taking a while, but it just goes by like that in a snap. And you want to take photos, but you also want to enjoy the moment. So today I just had everyone else doing that for me. And I was just trying to soak in all the happy faces and the beautiful sunshine.
Now, Clay, we hadn't seen you guys in your prior championships be tested.
Yeah.
And you go to Houston game 7 down 11 at half. Give us some of the psyche and mindset in the locker room at halftime. Was it like, no big deal, we got this? Or did you have to push yourself?
It was a little both. I mean, we knew it wasn't a huge deal, but we also knew that the game could get away from us in a few possessions if we weren't locked in. And I knew throughout the jump, you know, it only takes 2 minutes for us to evaporate an 11-point lead. You know, it's a couple threes, a couple easy transition buckets, a couple stops. So we weren't too worried. We know how hot we can get at home especially. And that was a trying series, man. That's one I'll forever remember.
It feels like you guys are appreciating this one more than the other ones. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. When you go 16-1 in the playoffs, you kind of expect it to be easy. But this was not easy this year, and I'm sure it's going to be even harder next year. And we learned about the law of familiarity from Tony Robbins, not to take any of this for granted. You know, it was 40 years between championships for the Warriors, and we might be spoiled now, but you gotta enjoy every minute of this.
You know, you were hurt, and you gutted through it. And I just want to know how you feel about the appreciation your players, what they had to say about you and your toughness. That had to really touch in your heart how your fellow players feel about you.
Oh, yeah. No, that meant a lot. Them recognizing that meant so much. And I know they do the same. You know, you don't work for 82 games and then get to the NBA Finals and take it off unless it's catastrophic. So for me, I knew if I did everything right, if I'm playing at 60%, I could still catch and shoot the ball. So it was just about being out there and being there for my teammates. And that meant so much that they recognized that I was playing a little gimped, but it's no big deal. Now it just adds to the story.
How long do you go now without touching a basketball?
Probably a month, but I still work out. When you turn 28, I'm not 20 anymore. I can't just take a month off and get right to it. I got to stay in shape. So I'll play beach volleyball, ride my bike. I'll walk 18 holes in golf, believe it or not, which is actually tough. People don't realize that. And I'll just do other things to stay active for a month, and then I'll pick up a basketball. But I want to get to the point where I miss shooting. I miss being in the gym because we play till June every summer, and that's not easy. So you got to drive yourself to be thirsty for getting better again.
Now, you're about to go to China. We know about China, Clay. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that. What is that like, man? Because that's just caught on. It's like a phenomenon, and they love you out there.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do to follow up that trip. Everyone's looking for an encore, but I don't know how I'm going to top that. I was, you know, on the ultimate high coming off the second championship. I feel even better now. I'm sure I have my moments. When I was over there, I thought I could just dance my life away, just be myself. You know, I'm like, oh, well, I'm in China. I don't know if this is going to get back to the States. It did, but it's all good. And I love going over there because you got to appreciate basketball being so global. Mm. I talked to other guys in other sports, and they're like, man, you guys have fans in Europe, South America, China, all over the world, and I think it's just growing. So to be an ambassador of the sport and be able to showcase my talent to people who really appreciate it, man, it's something I don't take for granted.
You're very unique because you grew up in this, and you got to see the Showtime Lakers, and you got to see your father win championships. What's it like for you now? You're a three-time NBA champion.
Yeah. I actually didn't get to see him win them, but all he would do was talk about them. So it felt good to finally pass him. And but he appreciates this, honestly, so much, and he just tells me to enjoy every moment because there's no guarantees in professional sports. We all know it's a business. And at the end of the day, what we're doing here is so special because we got a whole city on our back and our whole, you know, the whole Bay Area. And just to see people from all different walks of life out here, rich, you know, poor, black, white, Asian, Latino, it doesn't matter. They're here for one reason, that's to celebrate, have fun, and just enjoy this beautiful day. And that's something that's hard to do in any other profession. That's why we don't take it for granted, man. We really have the power to bring people together and just have fun. And it's something that I'll be forever telling my grandkids about.
One of the things you said recently was maybe the NBA's got to get better to compete with us. And I know the Houston Rockets are a big rival, and a lot of people around here can't stand them. But did you guys gain a bigger respect for them this year, not only because they took you to seven games, but because at least they're saying, yeah, we're obsessed with them. That's the team we got to beat. Because I look at that as almost, that's respect.
Yeah, no, I respect that. I respect their players, too, because they might not be get, besides James Harden and Chris Paul, those other guys might not get a lot of love, but they play hard. They made it tough for us. And they actually developed a scheme that made us work and made us have to do new things, get out of our comfort zone. Not a lot of teams can do that to us. So that was a real trying moment in that game, that series, that West Finals. And it's unfortunate Chris Paul got hurt. But that's why you got to appreciate what we can do, because it's hard to stay healthy in this league, man. For 500 games in 4 years, it's hard to be there every night. And I'm sure we'll see him again next year. And what I meant by that comment, a reporter asked me, what do you think about the Cavs Warriors? You think it's good for the NBA? I said, of course. What do you want me to say? I'm just trying to do my job. That's to win championships. You want me to be like, nah, we actually try to lose. The Cavs try to lose, too. We shouldn't be here. No, we could be there. We want to be there every year if that's the deal.
Well, you're a three-time NBA champion. We appreciate the time. We love watching you play. And go enjoy this with your teammates.
That I will. Thanks for having me.
Speaking of teammates, those were my teammates, Chris Townsend, Matt Stymans, and Daryl Guru Johnson, doing an awesome job with Klay Thompson. Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show. We have still got an awful lot of Damon Bruce Show for you. And as a matter of fact, we're going to run a little Steph Curry by you. Gianna's got her five before five, and more of your calls about today's unbelievably memorable special. Poignant parade in Oakland. If you were there, we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Great day for the team here, too. Everyone at 95.7 The Game brought their A game today. This has just been a fantastic afternoon. It's good to have you with us.
Some things you need to know. Some things you want to know. It's 5 before 5 on 95.7 The Game.
A parade edition of 5 before 5. Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show along with Gianna Franco. It's great to be with you today. It was great to be out in Oakland. Gianna and I did very little show prep other than riding a parade this afternoon, but that's really all we need. We're about to take your calls and continue to talk to you about a very memorable day for that city, for this franchise, and for our station. It was a really, really good time, but it is business as usual. And right now is when we usually do 5 before 5. So, Gianna, please take it away.
All right, here we go. And just so you know, I have my notes on my phone today. This is so unlike me.
Wow.
I know. That's how much prep and effort went into today's
show. She's got crib notes.
I do.
Number one.
All right. Today was really, really fun, Damon. Riding in the parade, going down the streets of Oakland. All the ticker tape, everything, the fans, the players. Let's give it a grade. Let's give it A, B, C, D, E. No, I guess you don't get E. F. Let's give it like a school grade. You didn't count.
So that was an A afternoon.
Right?
That is a solid A, Oakland. You know, I mean, do we want to go ahead and push it to an A+? I would think if you got a high five from a Golden State Warrior today, you were saying that was an A+ experience. I'll give it an A. If you touched a Warrior, I'm going to bring it up to A+. Grade you on your curve a little bit. People who said that it was going to be less than last year's parade without a touchstone rally point at the end of the parade route, I think we're wrong to assess the way that the day would go, because what we had weren't, it wasn't rushing past 90% of the people to get to a 10% audience.
Yeah.
it was spending 100% of the parade being immersed in the parade, getting off the float, signing autographs, slapping hands, high-fiving. Like, I thought today was just outstanding. It's an A. Congratulations. A solid A.
Now, when they win another championship, should they do the same format they did this year? We have it more of an intimate setting, like where it was smaller streets, fans were up close and personal, right?
I'd do it down the narrowest alley you can find. Like, yeah. Seriously, I want people on top of people on top of people. Make it even tighter, make it even more intimate. How about this? Instead of a parade that goes by you once, is there any way to do this on like a track somewhere? Is there any way to have the parade in an infinite loop that just keeps on going around? So if you were not paying attention to Steph Curry's float this moment, well, he'll be back around again in 15 minutes.
Number two.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay, there was a lot of fun moments in today's parade, but of course, someone's going to be the MVP. I'm just throwing this kid out there.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
I don't know what champagne is. I'm on here.
It's Jordan Bell. All right, who is your parade MVP?
Jordan Bell. That sound, by the way, courtesy of NBC Sports. Just without a doubt, the MVP. He got a PWI. He was parading while intoxicated today. He really did. He had a great time. I love to see guys let their guards down in those moments. Obviously, Steph, Clay, and Dre are the, you know, forever stars. Draymond Green lighting up Tristan Thompson and dunking on him one more time today from the parade was pretty darn cool,
good.
Too. It was just great. I mean, I who was the number one all-star of the day? I think Jordan Bell and Swaggy P absolutely met the expectations you had for them as guys going through this for the first time at totally different ends of their career spectrums. We had basically the same person, just one of them was wearing a bathrobe today.
Pretty much. That bathrobe looked kind of hot, too, and it was warm out there. By the way, JaVale, I saw this video that he went into the crowd and lifted a little kid up, like a baby, and kind of... It was really cool. Like, that's how much he interacted with the fans.
Oh, like he had a Lion King moment? It was like, Ha Sabenya!
Mamadi Shinamu. Yes, he had that moment. Okay, what's going to be more exciting?
Number three.
The last year of Oracle, and if they win a championship and have a parade, or if they win a championship and have a parade after Chase opens. What do you think will be more exciting?
Well, look, I mean, I don't know how much do we want to attach the word bittersweet to exciting? Because the final year at Oracle will be bittersweet. I mean, if you're telling me there's only going to be 41 regular season games left in that place, plus a small handful of playoff games, I'm going to tell you, go out of your way to get to all of them if you can. It's going to be a very special place. Oracle Arena is always going to have a very, very special spot in my heart. It's one of the favorite gyms I've ever set foot in. It's one of my favorite places I've ever watched a game in. It has been my favorite Bay Area venue for years. I mean, AT&T Park, obviously, your next level. But Oracle Arena, I've always said, you know, Bay Area fans, I love you. But Oracle has just got the fans that I would want to have over to my house.
Yeah.
Like, these people show up when the getting is good. They show up when the getting is bad. They were loud long before the parade of winning went through anyone's town around here. So I love Warriors fans. I love Oracle Arena. And I will miss her greatly when she is gone.
All right, what do you think?
Number four.
The best sign you saw at the parade today.
The best sign at the parade today?
We saw a lot of signs.
That's easy. I saw a lot of good ones. One, it was just so funny with how you don't expect to see this phrase anywhere in the city of Oakland. There was this one dude who held up a sign that said, "Fancy meeting you again." And I thought that was pretty good. The one dude is just, "Fancy meeting you here again." The single best sign, though, belonged to the one guy who just had, said the sign said, "Oakland, number one in basketball, number one in booty."
That one was pretty good.
You can't argue with that. Number one in hoops, number one in boots.
That was pretty good. There were some very creative signs, very creative costumes, a lot of creative fans.
The amount of different ways I saw a broom attached to some part of LeBron James's anatomy today was record-setting.
It was pretty impressive.
Number five.
How much business did the NBA Finals bring Hennessy? Even Tony Bruno was talking about it, but apparently Hennessy's the drink this year.
Look, Hennessy, I don't know why now is your time, but welcome to the stage.
You've arrived.
It's great to see you.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the rap community picked Hennessy. I have no idea how the hip-hop world decided Hennessy was the drink we're going to. I mean, I know it was Cristal for a while, and then that was proven uncool. Hennessy, like, has been on the throne for a really long time, and no liquor seems to be coming to knock it off. Like, Puffy can keep selling as much Ciroc as he wants to try to. Hennessy is still the choice of all the cool kids. I wonder, like, why not Jim Beam? Why not Jack Daniels? I mean, it's like we're talking about a blended whiskey, a cognac is what this really is. So
when you say it, though, Hennessy.
Hennessy does sound cool. Hennessy sounds... Here's the thing. Hennessy sounds, at the same time, Hennessy sounds like the really classy place that you're going to. Where are you going? Well, the wife and I are going to vacation this summer in Hennessy.
Right.
It sounds beautiful. It also sounds like the name of the guy who owns the junk shop next door to you. Be like, oh, you should take that over to Old Man Hennessy's. So it sounds wildly classy, yet wildly not classy all at the same time. I don't know. Hennessy.
It's for everybody. Apparently, when Jordan Bell ran out of Hennessy today, he saw some in the crowd. A couple of fans had bottles of Hennessy and partook in the festivities.
Good. Yeah. Grab a bottle. Take a sip.
Share.
Yeah. Just go ahead and wipe that off and pass it back. Yeah. Somebody said, and I saw this one too. Geyer on the text line says the best sign today simply said LeBroom.
LeBroom. Nice.
I did see LeBroom. I saw that sign today. Yeah. Is that five?
That's five. Cinco.
Wow.
Ya no es todo. That's all we got.
Fantastic.
I know. That was so much fun today.
It really was. I wish that we could bring everyone. The guy that we did bring, is this Jesse from Alameda? Is this the Jesse from Alameda who was on our float today, who's on hold here? Let's find out.
Is this Jesse?
Jesse from Alameda. Is this you?
This is me.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
So this is the guy who won the opportunity to ride on the float with us, and he brought his beautiful wife along. It was great to have the both of you. You were wonderful guests, Jesse.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just wanted to thank you guys. It was such a pleasure, man. We had a blast. I want to thank everybody from 95.7 The Game, Damon, Gianna, Jolo, Dibs, Anna, everybody. The other Jesse. It was, man, to see all the fans there. It looked like over a million fans to be on that float. It was awesome. You know, we just want to thank you again, man. What a blast.
It really was great. Jesse, thank you for listening. I'm so glad that we were able to thank you for listening by bringing you along with us today. And it really was. We couldn't have asked for a better person to have won that randomly like you did, because you couldn't have been a better guest. We could see how much fun you and your wife were having all day long.
And
it was, it was just great to have you, man. Thank you for coming, and thank you for calling. It was a really special day.
Hey, thanks again, man. You know, go Dubs. Let's do it again next year. And, man, let's just keep it going. Let's keep it going, baby.
I tell you what, Jesse, we'll see you again next year. I feel like we should just bring you as our own good luck charm every year we do this. So we'll see you and your wife again next year, buddy. This is Jasper in San Jose. How are you, Jasper? Oh, Jasper, are you with me? Going once? Going twice? Sounds like Jasper got caught in that old fatal flaw where they're listening to their radio and not listening on the phone.
Yep.
And this is where dreams go to die.
You'll know that in about 3, 2, 1.
In terms of call-in radio. Yeah, as soon as a seven-second delay creeps up.
He'll get
it. Jasper. Now, Jasper's just finding out now.
Sorry, Jasper.
3, 2, 1. Sorry, buddy. Give us a call back. You know what I heard blasting from speakers today? And I was angry that those speakers were not on our float.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less.
I'll tell you, the kids might be drinking Hennessy, but there's only one tune they be bumping at Warrior Parades.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less.
I mean it. Someone was like, yo, crank that Brita jingle.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less.
Oh, it's just fantastic. It really was. By the way, speaking of Stephen Curry, don't you go anywhere. I've got an exclusive one-on-one with Steph as soon as he stepped off the parade float that I'm going to be running past you about here in about 10 minutes as we move into our 5 o'clock hour here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.